This is the voice of Washington Agriculture, brought to you daily by the Washington Farm Bureau.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson. The 2023 Farm Bill needs a safety net that will protect ag producers from additional and unforeseen expenses in the upcoming crop seasons. As costs keep climbing, Senate Ag Committee economist John Newton says stability in the Farm Bill safety net is more important than ever.
When folks are spending so much money to put a crop in the ground, to not see a safety net that's reflecting that reality is something that I think we want to address and is a big priority for ours in the Farm Bill.
This farm bill will top $1 trillion for the first time, but Newton says that's just one of the challenges legislators face.
A, this is the first $1 trillion farm bill that we're ever going to do, and B, how do we find the resources that we need to do to address all the various issues in agriculture, whether it's shoring up the safety net, shoring up crop insurance, ag research is a big deal, trade, we're going to have a record large negative trade balance this year, negative $15 billion, so how do we boost funding for MAP and FMD programs, how do we address things like the bird flu? This is the worst bird flu outbreak we've ever seen. So we've got a lot of challenges ahead of us. We know we need additional financial resources. But again, with a farm bill over $1.5 trillion, that's going to be the dynamic that we have to deal with.
As an example, prices for corn and soybeans are projected to fall 30 and 2% respectively, making ag that much more challenging for U.S. farmers.
Voice of Washington Agriculture, presentation of the Washington Farm Bureau and the Ag Information Network.